Welcome, welcome, welcome everybody to Gaming Channel Creators Corner. Now, I was looking around on Podbean and a few other podcast applications, and I could not find anywhere that would help somebody creating a YouTube channel with some hints and tips on how to build an audience, build a community. Now, I run a gaming channel called Spectrum Gamer Family. It's not huge, but it's growing, and it's growing quite healthily. So, I wanted to share some of the tips that I use for growing my channel. Now, you get those flyers through the door, right? And they're kind of annoying, but you kind of browse them anyway. What if you could do that on YouTube? Well, you know you can, and the way to do it is this. What you want to do is find other channels that have content similar to your own. So right now mine is very Sea of Thieves orientated. So what I do is I look for the Sea of Thieves dev update. As soon as it drops, I jump over there and I watch all the comments that start to appear. And now I use a Chrome browser, so I think it's the same on any web browser. Hold down the control key and just click on those commenters' names on the YouTube comment list there, and it'll open new tabs for each person that's adding comments. Now, if you get people that do those silly comments that like sub one or whatever, like they look like spam comments, if you get those, skip over those. But if you get somebody that writes a very constructive, thought out comment, that's the kind of person you want to say, hey, come look at my channel. So by opening them in different tabs like that, you're going to be able to then go to those tabs and have a subscribe button. And what that does is in the notification area on their YouTube, they'll get a little notification that someone subscribed to them. Now, they may have zero subscribers, and they're the kind of people with the zero subscribers that basically have a YouTube account or a Google account basically for being on Google systems, or being able to have Gmail, etc. But they will usually get a notification, whether it be in their email into their Gmail, or if they go to YouTube, the little bell gets a notification, little red dot next to it saying, something's there. So they'll go click on that, and they'll see this coming in, and I'll be like, what is this? Why am I getting this? And they'll follow that link, go down that rabbit hole, and come and check you out. Now, because they have commented on a Sea of Thieves related channel, you know that they love Sea of Thieves. And if they're on the dev channel, they want to know what's new, what's coming, what's the new updates from the developers. So they're really into Sea of Thieves, and they're the kind of people you want to come and see your content and subscribe to your channel and comment on your stuff. So basically, I compare this to a flyer campaign. You're basically sending out flyers to people through the notification system in YouTube and saying, hey, come check me out. Now, what you will find over time is your subscribers list will grow to a point that you can't really add any more, you can't do any more of that. All you need to do is go into your phone or into the YouTube, get your subscribers list up in front of you, and look, sort it by recent activity, and then go right down to the bottom and unsubscribe from people that have no recent activity. Those are the people that are not interested in your channel, not engaging with you, not commenting on your stuff. They're the people that you can unsubscribe from, and it won't be a problem. You may then find, because you've unsubscribed from them, they come back and they're like, hey, I lost a subscriber. I don't know if there's any way to tell which subscribers you lose. But if they are able to do that, they might use a third-party app, something like that. They may come back, so that could be another way of getting their attention, is just by unsubscribing them and getting them back. What you also want to do is, when you get those people that are actually engaging with you, is go follow them on Twitter, turn on that notification bell, go view their stuff, engage with their stuff, comment on their stuff, and they're likely to then reciprocate. And I've got a core community that's building up, that's coming back to my channel, commenting on my stuff, looking at my stuff, viewing my stuff, and then I'm going and viewing their stuff, and we are building up kind of a rapport, knowing what each other's content is, knowing what we want from each other as far as comments and viewership. So it works out really well, and as As Wayne's World would say, you know, they tell two friends and they tell two friends. And so if they really like your stuff, they're going to share your stuff. Your stuff's going to get out to more people. You know, if they're active in the community that you're trying to build a presence in, then your stuff's going to get out there in the community and people are going to come back. So you can see quite an exponential growth by doing this and engaging with those core people. Now, another thing to do is on those dev videos, as well as doing the flyer campaign, is look for those people that are commenting asking about certain stuff. And if you know your stuff about the community, for example, in my instance, it's the Sea of Thieves game. I watch all the dev updates. I watch on Twitter. I'm actively seeing what's coming down the pipe, so I can answer a lot of the questions that people are posting constructively in the comments. So I'm actively writing long constructive replies to people that comment. There was one just the other day as an example. Someone commented, said, fix your game, it's laggy, it doesn't work, I can't fight other people. And people's responses were like, get better internet, it must be your computer. You know, really not helpful responses. So I went in there and I said to the guy, okay, it sounds like it could be a couple of things. You may want to check with your internet provider. You may find that your modem could be upgraded for free. Some internet providers will do that if they've got newer technology, and they'll come out with an engineer and upgrade you, and you'll get a better connection to the internet. So you may want to engage with them. There are some applications that you can run to fine-tune your Windows 10 TCP/IP connection and make sure you're getting the best packets and flow on the internet. I said you could run a game booster, which will close a lot of those services in the background. So I gave him really constructive feedback to his question. And if you're very active in a particular community, you get very knowledgeable about, you know, what the devs have said they're going to be bringing, you know, what's happening, what other people are doing. So you can really contribute constructively, and people will remember that. They remember that you're somebody that has been very helpful in the past. So that is a second thing to do, is to really engage with people commenting on other videos with constructive replies, even if they say, hey, I really like that part of the video where you did this, and then you can kind of chime in and say, yeah, that's really great, we did something like that on our channel, you know, you may want to come check it out, but yeah, that was really good what they did, and just, you know, connect and kind of say, hey, we're here, with the comment system as well. So that's a way of doing kind of a flyer campaign and a hey, look at me. Don't spam people's comments with, hey, this is my channel, I do the same thing, come see me. Don't do that, because likely the moderator of that channel will just go ahead and delete your comment, or it will get shuffled to the bottom. It's really not the way to encourage people to come in. But giving constructive free advice, giving positive comments, always be positive, never be negative, never be offensive, you know, try not to swear on comments. Try engage the person's language and kind of what they would appreciate in the way you craft your comments as well. It all sounds like a lot of effort but it really does pay off. You know, I really would emphasize you do that. Now we'll get into the 10-minute mark. What I want to do is keep this gaming channel creators corner. Well, that's a bit of a tongue twister, but the GCCC. I want to keep it to about a 10-minute mark. So thanks for coming by and listening to what I have to say. Hopefully I can do a few more of these podcasts and that they're well received. This is my first one, so I'd love to hear what you guys think. And yeah, you all take care.